Unfortunately, the Vikings did not have very many explosive offensive plays in Sunday's loss to the Detroit Lions. One explosive play the Vikings did have, though, was a reverse to wide receiver Jarius Wright for a 21-yard gain. Let's take a look at the tape and show you how the Vikings did it. Now, the Vikings came into this game knowing that the Detroit Lions had one of the best defenses in the NFL, and the reason the Lions have such a good defense, in part, is because of their aggressive nature. The Vikings used this aggressive nature against the Lions on this play. What you'll notice right off the bat at the snap of the ball is defensive end George Johnson and outside linebacker DeAndre Levy. They both notice Vikings left guard Charlie Johnson right here. He pulls at the snap, and he serves as Jerick McKinnon's lead blocker on what looks like is going to be a run off right tackle. But that's where the misdirection comes into play. We roll the tape, and here you can see Charlie Johnson gets out and pulls. Bridgewater makes the handoff here to McKinnon, and it looks like it's going to be a run off right tackle. You have the two Lions defenders mentioned earlier chasing Jerick McKinnon. That's where Jarius Wright comes on the reverse. McKinnon, a college quarterback who's very used to handling the ball, flips it to Jarius Wright, and Jarius Wright is going to come on the outside of the defense to the left. As we roll the tape a little bit more, this is where you see the athleticism of Viking center John Sullivan come into play. He's lined up, obviously, here at center, and at the beginning of the play, he's working on a double team with Vikings left tackle Matt Khalil. Sullivan releases from that double team and is Jarius Wright's lead blocker. This is Lions safety James Ahedebo, a free agent signing from this past offseason, in position to make the play until Sullivan gets there to free Wright for a big gain. Another thing to notice on this play, down here at the bottom of the screen, wide receiver Cordarrelle Patterson doing a great job of sticking with his block to give Wright a little bit more room. This was a 21-yard gain in the first quarter for the Vikings and really one of our best offensive plays on the game. Hopefully we can keep that up this week against the Bills. Now let's take a look at an impressive defensive play by the Vikings later in the game, registered by linebacker Gerald Hodges. The pre-snap setup here, you'll notice the Vikings, a four-man rush is going to be coming at Matthew Stafford with the four down linemen. The corners, Josh Robinson, Captain Munnerlin in the slot, Xavier Rhodes at the bottom of the screen, they're all in man-to-man defense. That's going to allow safety Harrison Smith right here to drop back into a single high look. And you're going to have Robert Blanton. He'll sneak up and take Lions tight end Eric Ebron, who sneaks out into the flat. And then a running back right here is going to sneak out into the flat. Anthony Barr has that coverage. And that's going to leave our guy, Gerald Hodges, in the middle of the field taking care of this zone. So as we roll the tape, you'll notice that Matthew Stafford feels a little bit of pressure by Everson Griffin, who bull rushes left tackle Riley Reiff. That really does not allow Matthew Stafford time to step into this throw. He ends up throwing it off of his back foot on a post route, and Gerald Hodges right there leaping up to make the deflection and almost comes away with the interception. We get a good look at this from the end zone view. Again, here's Anthony Barr. You're going to see him buzz out to this flat. Okay, Harrison Smith's going to drop back into a single high look, and here's Gerald Hodges right here. He'll drop back and play this area of the field. And he's just sitting there waiting, lurking, waiting for Matthew Stafford to make this throw. And he nearly comes up with a turnover. A great job here by Hodges of mirroring Stafford's eyes. Hodges is taking a look at Stafford the entire way and reading Stafford's movement and Stafford's eyes. Great hand-eye coordination here by Hodges and almost comes up with that interception. This would have been a big interception for the Vikings because it would have given the Vikings offense a short field. That's something we haven't had very much of this season. But Hodges so close to getting that interception. Hopefully that's something the Vikings can start to do moving forward the rest of the season. They've been playing very well after that opening drive. Now we need the Vikings defense to keep playing well and try and get some of those turnovers.